Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Money Member by Ram Goldar and Dhrim Zakhs Baba Kama Daf Ein Zain, the seventh Perek Maruba. So the three tops we're going to focus on, and one the Gemara provides a source that Rabbi Shimon holds, called Omed Liftos Kabaru Idami. Anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. Rabbi Shimon taught in a Braisa, Par Matamet Tumas Ochin, the meat of a Shechted Par Duma conveys food Tuma, although it was prohibited in benefit. Hova Haisel Hashasa Kosher, since it had a moment of fitness, meaning there was a moment after Shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. Reish Lakish explains the Shasa Kosher, the moment of fitness, based on Rabbi Shimon's ruling, Para Nifte Zagabi Marachta, a Para Aduma may be redeemed after Shechita upon its pyre. Although it was shechted properly, if a nicer cow was found, Rabbi Shimon holds the first could be redeemed, becoming chun and permitted in consumption. Although this did not actually take place, its potential for redemption renders it susceptible to tuma, proving that Rabbi Shimon holds kol omer liftos kapadui dami. Point number two, on Daf Ein Vav Amud Av, Rabbi Yochanan said that a thief pays dal v'hei for shechting someone's valid carbon in the Migdash. Reish Lakish disagrees because the Pasuk says, utvacho u'macharo, and he shechs it or sells it, comparing the two acts. This teaches that dal v'hei is only paid for shechting, where it would be paid for selling it. But wherever it's not subject to the penalty of dal v'hei for selling, it's not subject to dal v'hei for shechting. Since it's impossible to sell a carbon, a thief is not liable for dal v'hei if he shechs the carbon. These Amoraim follow their opinions in reverse case. Hamocher treifa, if a thief sells a treifa, which cannot be eaten even when shechted, according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion that a shechita which does not permit consumption does not constitute shechita, Rabbi Yochanan says he's liable to dal v'hei, afogav de leis betficha, eisa b'mechira, for although it's not subject to dal v'hei for shechita, it's still subject to dal v'hei for selling. Reish Lakish says that since he would be exempt for shechting it, he's also exempt for selling it. And point number three, Braisa taught that one who steals and shechs kalaim, a crossbreed between a goat and a sheep, pays dal v'hei. The more I said, the pasuk uses the word seh, and Rava taught, kol makom shenemar seh, ino el lehotzi as a kalaim. Wherever the word seh is stated, it's only to exclude a crossbreed. Why then would a thief pay dal v'hei for shechting a crossbreed? It answers that the extra word o in an ox or a seh includes a crossbreed. The more as that the word O in Shor or Kesev, a cow or a lamb, excludes a crossbreed from being used as a carbon. So why is O used here to include a crossbreed for dal v'hei? Rav explains that each pasuk is darshan according to context. In the pasuk of dal v'hei, the word O is written between an ox and a seh, which cannot be crossbred. So a crossbreed of a sheep and a goat would not have been included on its own. Therefore, the extra word O is darshan to include a crossbreed. Regarding Korbanos, where O is written between a sheep and a goat, which can interbreed, a crossbreed would have been included on its own, so O excludes it. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara provides a source. The Rav Shimon holds, kol omer liftos kapadu idami, anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. Rav Shimon taught in a Braisa, par matamet tumas ochin, the meat of a shechted par duma conveys food tuma, although it was prohibited in benefit. Hova haisel hashasa kosher, since it had a moment of fitness, meaning there was a moment after Shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. Reish Lakish explains the Shasa Kosha, the moment of fitness, based on Rabbi Shimon's ruling, Para Nifte Zagabi Marachta, a Para Aduma may be redeemed after Shechita upon its pyre. Although it was shechted properly, if a nicer cow was found, Rabbi Shimon holds the first could be redeemed, becoming chun and permitted in consumption. Although this did not actually take place, its potential for redemption renders it susceptible to tumah, proving that Rabbi Shimon holds kol omer liftos kapadui dami. Point number two, on Daf Ein Vav Amud Av, Rabbi Yochanan said that a thief pays dal v'hei for shechting someone's valid carbon in the Migdash. Reish Lakish disagrees because the Pasuk says, utvacho u'macharo, and he shechs it or sells it, comparing the two acts. This teaches that dal v'hei is only paid for shechting, where it would be paid for selling it. But wherever it's not subject to the penalty of dal v'hei for selling, it's not subject to dal v'hei for shechting. Since it's impossible to sell a carbon, a thief is not liable for dal v'hei if he shechs the carbon. These Amoraim follow their opinions in reverse case. Hamocher treifa, if a thief sells a treifa, which cannot be eaten even when shechted, according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion that a shechita which does not permit consumption does not constitute shechita, Rabbi Yochanan says he's liable to dal v'hei, afogav de leis betficha, eisa b'mechira, for although it's not subject to dal v'hei for shechita, it's still subject to dal v'hei for selling. Reish Lakish says that since he would be exempt for shechting it, he's also exempt for selling it. And point number three, Braisa taught that one who steals and shechs kalaim, a crossbreed between a goat and a sheep, pays Dal the hay. The more I said, the pasuk uses the word se and ravatad. Wherever the word se is stated, it's only to exclude a crossbreed. Why then would a thief pay Dal the hay for shechting a crossbreed? It answers that the extra word o in an ox or a se includes a crossbreed. The more I said, the word o in shor or kesev, a cow or a lamb, excludes a crossbreed from being used as a carbon. So why is o used here to include a crossbreed for Dal the hay? Rav explains that each pasuk is darshaned according to context. In the pasuk of Dal v'hei, the word O is written between an ox and a seh, which cannot be crossbred. So a crossbreed of a sheep and a goat would not have been included on its own. Therefore, the extra word O is darshaned to include a crossbreed. Regarding korbanos, where O is written between a sheep and a goat, which can interbreed, a crossbreed would have been included on its own, so O excludes it. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Ein Zayin and understand Siman is an aze, a goat. So here goes. The stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a par aduma, which conveys tumas ochlin, since it had ashasa kosher, was sold as a trefa which would exempt the thief from paying dal v'hei, since he would be exempt if he shachted it. Unlike the time he stole and sold a geep, which is a crossbreed of a sheep and a goat, and was told he would have to pay dal v'hei. Once again, slow motion. The stolen goat, that must be one duff. Ein zayin, a's. The stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a par duma, which conveys tumas ochlin, since it had a shasa kosher, which reminds us, the Gemara provides a source that Rabbi Shimon holds called omen liftos kapadu edami. Anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. Rabbi Shimon taught in a brisa, par matame tumas ochlin, the meat of a shechta par duma, conveys food tuma, although it's prohibited in benefit. Over haitzel a shasa kosher, since it had a moment of fitness, meaning there was a moment after shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. Rish Lakish explains the moan of fitness based on Rabbi Shimon's ruling, par niftez al gadmura achta. A par duma may be redeemed after shechita upon its pyre. Although it was shechted properly, if a nicer cow was found, Rabbi Shimon holds the first could be redeemed becoming chulin and permitted in consumption. So, the stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a par duma, which conveys tumas ochlin since it had ashasa kosher, was sold as a trefa which would exempt the thief from paying dal the hay, since he would be exempt if he shechted it, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the case of a mocher trefa. If a thief sells a trefa, which cannot be eaten even when shechted, according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion that a shechita which does not permit consumption does not constitute shechita, Rabbi Yochanan says he's liable dal v'hei, afak of the leisa b'tavicha, eisa b'mechira. For although it's not subject to dal v'hei for shechita, it's still subject to dal v'hei for selling. Rish Lakish says that since he would be exempt for shechting it, he's also exempt for selling it. So, the stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a par duma, which conveys tumas ochlin since it had a shasa kosher, was sold as a trefa which would exempt the thief from paying dal the hay, since he would be exempt if he shechted it. Unlike the time he stole and sold a geep, which is a crossbreed of a sheep and goat, and was told he would have to pay dal the hay, which reminds us, a braisa taught that one who steals and shechs kalim, a crossbreed between a goat and a sheep, pays dal the hay. The more the pasuk uses the word set and rubber taught, wherever the word set is stated, it's only to exclude a crossbreed. Why then would a thief pay dal v'hei for shechting a crossbreed? It answers that the extra word o in an ox or a seh includes a crossbreed. The Gemara goes on to explain where the word o in this context includes, whereas in another context it excludes. So once again, the stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a par duma, which conveys tumas ochlin since it had a shasa kosher, was sold as a trefa which would exempt the thief from paying dal v'hei, since he would be exempt if he shechted it. Unlike the time he stole and sold a geep, which is a crossbreed of a sheep and a goat, and was told he would have to pay dal v'hei. All right, so now it's time for four blah back chazara. Daf Ayin Gimel. So the simmer Daf Ayin Gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The giant ostrich egg timer, giant ostrich egg, that must be on Daf Ayin Gimel egg. The giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the eating were found to be zomim that a thief shechted a sheep, testified toch kedei dibur of the first testifying that he stole it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchus about two testimonies given within toch kedei dibur, and the second edus is huzam. So the giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the eating were found to be zomim that a thief shechted a sheep, testified toch kedei dibur of the first testifying that he stole it, had two settings, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, and the shorter, Shalom Alecha, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that there are two time frames for Tokedei Dibur. Number one, Kedei She'el is Talmud Rav, enough time for a student to greet a teacher, which is Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Rabbi Yossi does not hold this time frame joins two statements into one. And number two, Kadei Shela Sarabu Talmud, enough time for a teacher to greet a student, which is merely Shalom Alecha. Rabbi Yossi considers this time frame one Dibur. So, the giant ostrich egg timer that was used to determine if the Edim were found to be zoming that a thief shechted a sheep testified toch kedei dibur of their first testifying that he stole it, had two settings, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Amori and the shorter Shalom Alecha, and had a warning to all Edim inscribed on it that said, Hachasha Tchilas Hazamehi, which reminds us, Rava said that if Edim testified that someone incurred the death penalty and he was found guilty, then they were contradicted by other Edim, rendering their Edus ineffective, and later they were found Zomim, they're killed. Although their Edus was contradicted before they were found Zomim, Hachasha Tchilas Hazamehi, contradiction is the beginning of Hazama, Elish L'nigma, but the process was not completed. Daf Ein Dalet, so the Simran Daf Ein Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. There was a lot of commotion in the packed basin when a first set of Edim, that must be a Daf Ein Dalet, aid. There was a lot of commotion in the packed basin when a first set of Edim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zoning by a third set, which reminds the Gemara brings up Bryce's case of three sets of witnesses. The first pair testified that a master destroyed the slave's tooth and then his eye. Then another pair reversed the sequence, reducing the payment, and the first pair is found zoning. The Bryce says they must pay for the eye to the master, even though their testimony was rendered ineffective by the second pair. So there was a lot of commotion in the packed basin when a first set of Edim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zomim by a third set, as Edim who were contradicted in their testimony about someone getting the death penalty were being led away outside to get Malkus, which reminds us. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar disagree if Edim who were contradicted and later found zomim are killed. It proves Rabbi Elazar holds they're not killed because he said, Edim shehuchu shebenefesh lokim, witnesses who were contradicted about their testimony about someone's life, meaning that he incurred the death penalty, receive lashes. So there was a lot of commotion in the packed basin when a first set of Edim were contradicted by a second set and then accused of being zomim by a third set, as Edim who were contradicted in their testimony about someone getting the death penalty were being led away outside to get Malkus. Past a great rabbi who was told that despite his admitting to blinding his beloved Eved's eye, his Eved does not go free because there are no witnesses. Which reminds us, Gemara brings an incident where Rabbi Gamliel blinded his slave Tevi and was rejoicing greatly because he wished to free this righteous slave, but could not because of the Torah's directive to enslave them forever. Yeshua informed that his admission was ineffective because there were no witnesses. This implies that if witnesses would appear, he would be liable to the fine to free him. Rav Huna responded that Rabbi Gamliel's admission was not in Beis Din. Daf Ein Hei, so the Simra Daf Ein Hei is Am Ha'aretz. So here goes. The Am Ha'aretz thief, Am Ha'aretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Hei. The Am Ha'aretz thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Edim coming to testify against him, which reminds us, it was taught in a Braisa, if the thief saw Edim approaching to testify against him, and he preempted them and admitted in Beis Din that he stole, but did not shecht or sell it, he only pays Karen and not Kepha. Rav Shimon says, Yabo Edim Yaidu, let the witnesses come and testify, and the thief will pay Kepha. So the Amar's thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Edim coming to testify against him, and then only admitted to shechting the animal after they testified, requiring him to pay Dalet v'hei, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna reasoned that Rav's ruling was only where one admitted to stealing and Edim testified as much, Shrei Chayv Atzma Bekeren, because he obligated himself in paying the principal. An admission which requires payment is a valid admission. But if Edim testified that he stole, and he admitted that he sold or shechted it, and then Edim testified so, he does pay Dalet v'hei, Shrei Pata Atzma Lekun, because he had exempted himself from paying anything in his admission, since he knew his admission would not obligate him to pay Kanaz. So the Amar's thief who stole and didn't realize he should admit to the theft when he saw Edim coming to testify against him, and then only admitted to shechting the animal after they testified, requiring him to pay Dalet v'hei, was totally confused why a second set of Edim who then testified that he shechted the animal and were found to be zomim did not have to pay, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a case where Edim testified that someone stole, and he agreed that he stole and also shechted or sold the animal, but did not steal in front of them, but before two other Edim whom he named. The first pair was exposed as zomim, and the other Edim later testified to his theft and shechting. The thief pays the principal, and the zomim pay the kefal. Because the thief admitted to their testimony, these witnesses would not be punishable even if they are later found zomim. The Rabbanan hold, Kol Edushi Atayachu Hazima will have Yedus. Any testimony which you cannot refute through Hazama is not valid testimony, so their testimony cannot obligate the thief to pay the additional threefold. Simchas considers the testimony valid, so he pays the threefold. Daf Ein Vav. So the symbol Daf Ein Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. The thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimakdish the cow, hooked up to the IV, that must be more on Daf Ein Vav. The thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimakdish the cow, hooked up to the IV, wasn't going to be chai for Dal Vehei, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why designating a stolen animal as a carbon is not tantamount to selling it. When one sells to a hedyot, originally it was the seller, Reuven's cow, and now it's the buyer, Shimon's cow, Machru Shamayim. But if he sells, so to speak, he's Makdish it to heaven, it was originally Reuven's cow, and now it's still Reuven's cow, meaning it's called Reuven's carbon because it atones for him and is brought for his sake. So the thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimakdish the cow, hooked up to the IV, wasn't going to pay Dal Vehei, like his partner who began to shech the consecrated animal that the owner had achrayas for, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon says that one pays Dal Vehei for Kadashim Shechai B'Charev's son, Karbonus, for which he bears responsibility. He holds that if the owner bore responsibility for the stolen carbon, the thief does pay Dal Vehei because it's considered stolen from his house. Because the owner must replace the carbon if it's lost, he has a monetary interest in it, which Rabbi Shimon considers legal ownership. So the thief who broke into the animal hospital to steal Mimakdish the cow, hooked up to the IV, wasn't going to be chayib, Dal Vehei, like his partner who began to shech the consecrated animal that the owner had achrayas for, and whose blood collecting in another IV bag to be used for his zrika was considered already thrown. Which reminds us, Rebbe Lezer challenged the previous answer, since shechita alone does not permit a carbon in consumption, rather it's a subsequent sprinkling of the blood, the shechita was not fit and should not obligate Dal Vehei. Similarly, in the last answer that he shechted a balmum, it's only permitted to be eaten after redemption, so the shechita was not fit at the time. The Gemara answers Rebbe Lezer forgot Rebbe Shimon's opinion, the Kol Omed Lizra Kazarg Dami, that any blood which stands to be thrown on the Mizbeach is considered like it was already thrown and is considered permitted in consumption. The Kol Omed Lito is Kapadui Dami, and anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it was already redeemed. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the reasons why being Makdish a stolen animal as a carbon is not tantamount to selling it to be Chayv Dal Vehei? That's on Dav. Ein Vav. Good number 2. Which of you discuss doing Shechita V'chun in the Azara and whether Ein Ela Shechita Ela B'Sof or Metchil L'Sof? That's on Dav. Ein Beis. Good number 3. Which of you learn about two time frames of Toch Chedei Dibur? That's on Dav. Ein Gimel. Good number 4. Which of you learn the source that climb is subject to Dal Vehei is from the word O? That's on Dav. Ein Zayin. Good number 5. Which stuff the one Rabbi Shimon said? The one pays Dal Vehei for a Kadashim Shechai B'Chayu son. That's on Dav. Ein Vav. Good number 6. Which stuff do you discuss whether one would be Chayv Dal Vehei for Shechting where selling would not be liable or the reverse? That's on Dav. Ein Zayin. Good number 7. Which stuff do you learn the Rebbe Lezer holds? Aid him to a death penalty who are contradicted. Receive Malkas. That's on Dav. Ein Dal. Good number 8. Which daf do malchus if a thief has to pay kefil if he admits to a theft when he sees Adim coming? That's on Dav. Ein Hey. Good number 9. Which daf do Rabbi Shimon holds? Ko omer lizro kazarg dami. That's on Dav. Ein Vav. Good. And number 10. Which of them in the meat of a shechta paraduma conveys food tuma? Although it's prohibited in benefit, hoy v'haisala shasa kosher. That's on Dav. Ein Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.